You're listening to Times the Brief, powered by the Salvation Army. Your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. Sesame Street says Bert and Ernie don't have a sexual orientation after longtime writer claims they're gay. By Raisa Bruner. A former writer for Sesame Street said in a recent interview that he considered Bert and Ernie to be gay, but the show rebutted this claim, saying the puppets do not have a sexual orientation. The most recent back and forth over Bert and Ernie's sexual orientation came after former Sesame Street writer Mark Salzman, who worked for the show from 1981 until 1990, discussing his career writing scripts for the Muppets in an interview with Queerty. "I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were gay," Salzman said. "I didn't have any other way to contextualize them. The other thing was, more than one person referred to Arnie and I as Bert and Ernie," he added, referring to his own partner. Quote, "I don't think I'd know how else to write them, but as a loving couple, because how else? That's what I had in my life, a Bert and Ernie relationship. How could it not permeate? The things that would tick off Arnie would be the things that would tick off Bert. How could it not? I will say that I would never have said to the head writer, 'Oh, I'm writing this. This is my partner and me.' But those two, you had characters that appealed to a gay audience." End quote. The Sesame Workshop refuted Salzman's interpretation, calling Bert and Ernie best friends. "They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. Even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, as most Sesame Street characters do, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation," Sesame Workshop said in a statement on Twitter. The discussion prompted swift reaction from longtime Sesame Street fans on social media. At Our Eric, "They are Muppets. I cannot possibly summon the energy to have a position beyond whatever. Ernie did not throw the first brick at Stonewall. We really have to stop talking about this. There are millions of queer people and thousands of LGBTQ artists working on queer representation in media. It's not yet enough, but it's something, and fighting over these puppets is not going to get us anything." At the Frank Oz Jam, "It seems Mr. Mark Salzman was asked if Bert and Ernie are gay. It's fine that he feels they are. They're not, of course. But why that question? Does it really matter? Why the need to define people as only gay? There's much more to a human being than just straightness or gayness." At Lux Alp Traum, "Let's split the difference. Bert and Ernie are just roommates, but also they are both gay." At Tobin Lowe, "All this Bert and Ernie talk has distracted us from celebrating true queer icon, Oscar the Grouch." At Huckleberry Duck, "I'm really disappointed in Sesame Workshop. A gay man talked about his own experiences with writing the show and how he and his partner identified with Bert and Ernie, and they have to stomp on all of that."